Praise the Lord. Amen. It is good to come to the house of the Lord and pray together. Word of God says, where two or three are gathered together in His name, there He is in the midst of them. So we are thankful for everyone here today, and our focus is to pray. There is a passage of scripture that has been bubbling in my spirit the last little while, and I want to use it as our base, our launching point for targeted prayers tonight. It says here in Matthew 15 and verse 13, Matthew 15 and 13. He says, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. In another passage of scripture, the word of God says, if we have faith, even as small as a mustard seed, we shall say to this sycamine tree, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. Sycamine tree is a planting. And when he talked about that, he was addressing the whole issue of bitterness, of unforgiveness, strife. A lot of things happening in our world today can be traced back to strife, pride and strife. Most everything can be traced back to that. But the Word of God tells us also that the love of money is the root for all evil. The love of money is the root for evil. Now, when you think about that, and you think about pride and strife, you'll see very quickly that pride, strife, and love of money are relatives. They go together, they travel together. People will kill for money. They will fight for money. Marriages will fall apart because of money. Now, when you look closer, you find out that many times that all that fighting, all that strife, in the marriage, in the relationship, in whatever else, is connected to pride. One comparing themselves to another. I like to be like the Jones. I like to be like these people over here. Those people are doing better than I'm doing. And people start fighting for unnecessary things, for reasons that really don't matter. Tonight, we want to go after everything that the enemy has planted. Whether it's sickness, disease, shame, fear, strife, confusion, strained relationships, whatever the enemy has planted has to be uprooted. If it's not of God, it has to go. Because if it doesn't go, we'll be like blind people leading blind people and falling into pits, snared by our own situation. But I do believe God wants us to be free from anything and everything that is contrary to our well-being. Now, let us notice this statement, which my heavenly Father had not planted, shall be rooted up. That includes me. If I have planted something that the Heavenly Father has not planted, it is qualified to be rooted up. If an enemy planted something which my Heavenly Father has not planted, that too is qualified to be rooted up. If somebody who was thinking they were doing the right thing for me, but it is something that is harmful, that would derail me, that would distract me from accomplishing the purpose of God, that too, that the Father has not planted, needs to be rooted out. So in essence, whatever is not God's will for my life, that is not meant to be my portion, got to go. Anything that's an obstacle to my well-being has to be rooted out. Now, this is a passage of scripture that is right there for us to capitalize on. But many times, we lose sight. It's like anything else, the true gem of what God wants to say to us is hidden in plain view. And many times you read through and you read past and, he must be talking about the Pharisees. Yes, sure, he's talking about the Pharisees. Yes, he's talking about blind leaders. Yes, he's talking about all of this stuff. But right there saying to us, if my Heavenly Father did not plant it, it's qualified to be rooted out. That includes what I planted, consequences that I deserve can be rooted out. It can be rooted out because it was not the planting of the Father. Failure, rooted out. Fear, rooted out. He has not given to us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mature mind. That's what he gave to us. Not fear. So if there is a place that I have a phobia, where it's a fear of failure or fear of success, yes, people are afraid of success. And many times people will sabotage themselves just not to succeed. It's in the subconscious level of their spirit or their mind. Whatever does not augur well for me. It's not allowing me to fulfill my God-ordained purpose and destiny. Our Father, God has not planted. Let it be rooted up. Amen? Praise the Lord. So let us start out first by targeting areas of offense, because offenses ultimately destroy us. Jesus, our Lord, said, "Blessed is the one who is not offended in me." And says, "Blessed is the one who is not offended in me." It's not just talking about being offended about God. It's saying that you are in Him and you're carrying an offense also. So we're going to ask God, root out of my life every offense. Because when you get offended, you become an angry person. Not only at the person that you are offended with, but at life, at everything. Very little gets you to just snap. That's not our DNA. That's not who we are. This afternoon I went somewhere and somebody came and said, "Hi, Pastor Zeno." The person had a mask on. I said, "I don't recognize you. I apologize. I don't recognize you. Maybe it's because of the mask." But the person says, "I live close to your church. I don't attend your church. I attend another church. But I watched you this morning." Ah, somebody who watches us on television. Well, I didn't know the person. They were on the other side of the screen. So many people know you that you don't know. And if you are a person who's walking around offended, then you'll be blowing up all kinds of stuff. And people are going to be looking at you and saying, "I thought this person was a Christian, a preacher, or whatever." You're blowing your testimony because you're carrying an offense in here and you're having a bad attitude about stuff. So we need to get rid of offenses. Because when you're offended, the spirit of strife will step in. So as we pray about offenses being uprooted, it is in every sphere of our lives. God, uproot every spirit of offense from our church, from my family, from my life, from the place where I work. It is not your planting, and therefore it must not be part of my life. Let it be uprooted, eradicated. Let us pray in Jesus' name. Father, we are thankful for your presence. We're thankful, Lord God, for forgiveness. We're thankful, God, for peace. We're thankful, Lord God, for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. We're thankful, Lord, oh God, that this day we can come to you and say, "Lord, root out this thing that you have not planted in our lives. Root out, oh God, the spirit of offense, the spirit of strife and bitterness, unforgiveness. Lord, oh God, let it be rooted out, eradicated, oh God, from my family, eradicated, oh God, from my church, eradicated, oh God, from the relationships I have, eradicated, oh God, from my life, eradicated, oh God, from the life of my children, eradicated, oh God, from fellow church members, eradicated, oh God, from the places of our businesses. Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name, let there be an eradication of the spirit of offense. The spirit of offense has created an atmosphere of strife, oh God, in our community. created an atmosphere of strife in our government. Lord, oh God, just corrupted, oh God, things, oh God, all around us. And Lord, oh God, tonight we cry out to you, Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. God, who is love, we ask, oh God, this day that there will be a rooting out. Heavenly Father, root out, oh God, this thing that you have not planted. You did not plant strife in our midst. You did not plant offenses. You did not plant bitterness, which causes many to be defiled. So, Father, this day we ask, oh God, for grace and for mercy, oh God, to be activated. Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, let, oh God, the spirit of offense, oh God, be rooted out from our environment, rooted out from our lives, rooted out from our minds, rooted out, oh God, from our bodies, rooted out, oh God, from our church, rooted out, oh God, from our families, rooted, oh God, out from our marriages, rooted out, oh God, from the lives of our children and our relationships. Lord God Almighty, rooted out, oh God, from our country. Let the spirit of strife, bitterness, and offense be rooted out in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the reign of love, O God, be established, O God, in our lives, in our homes. Father, in Jesus' name, let there be harmony, O God, between family members and church members and co-laborers. Father, in Jesus' name, let the spirit of harmony and love satisfy the lives of your people. We give you praise, O God, for deliverance. Let offenses, O God, be eradicated, O God, from your people. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we know that there are many in the body, not just locally, but globally, that are sick. Sickness is a planting of the enemy. Sickness and diseases, that's something that the enemy wants to plant into people's lives. Not only to generate pain, but to waste resources. There are things that come into the life of a person that just wants to waste whatever it is they have. But before we start dealing with the aspect of waste, let us just pray right now. God, you have not given us sickness and diseases. We ask, oh God, for your intervention now to take every form of sickness, every form of disease, whatever it is, named and unnamed, known or unknown, any seedling of sickness. Because you can be walking around one moment and you're healthy, and in a split second, bang, something goes wrong. Any trace that will cause sickness or disease to manifest itself in my life, that thing must be rooted out. Take it out. I don't have to be sick to be thankful to the Lord for divine health. Amen? God's best is not me getting healed. God's best is for me to stay in divine health. So whatever it is whether it is something that I have done that is making it possible for sickness to come into my life, or something that my father's or my mother or my, that is something in my family line. You know, certain races have certain kinds of diseases. Amongst blacks, sickle cell anemia. Amongst whites, it's cystic fibrosis. And everybody, cancer of whatever sort. Well, some things are genetic, and your DNA says this is what you're going to have. Well, that's something that is in the root. God uprooted. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be part of the statistics. Praise the Lord. So we're going to ask God, uproot and eradicate from my life anything that will make me part of the statistics of sickness and disease. You know, people sometimes pride themselves with, oh, there is 1 in 1 billion people that have this disease that I have. Well, I don't want to be the 1 in 1 billion. Praise the Lord. Uproot it. Whether it is generated by the devil, generated by activities of witchcraft and satanic activities, whether it's activated by me eating wrong and whatever else. If I took my hands and put it in my mouth, that's my planting. It can be, because it's not the planting of, it's that. It's not the planting of the Lord. It should be rooted out. Praise the Lord. That does not mean I act crazy and start doing the wrong thing, but I'm just saying, your word says, hallelujah. If it's not the planting of the Lord, of the Father, it shall be rooted out. So I say, Lord, let the shall be rooted out be now, uprooted, eradicated. Let me not have a trace of that in my life. So let us begin now to thank God for uprooting any sign of sickness or disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, sickle cell anemia, whatever cancer, whatever the disease is, let it be rooted out in Jesus' name. That's not my portion. Hallelujah. Pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that your word is forever true. And we're declaring, oh God, this day that whatever does not belong to our lives, because you have not planted it, be rooted out in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare, Father, this day that every sickness, every disease, named and unnamed, known and unknown, Lord, oh God, whatever it might be, Father, in Jesus' name, let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted. Let cancers be uprooted. Let diabetes be uprooted. Let high blood pressure be uprooted. Let, oh God, obesity be uprooted. Whatever it is, oh God, that is not, oh God, a blessing, Father, this day, in the name of Jesus, it is not your planting, therefore it must be uprooted. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are uprooting every shame, every fear, every doubt, anything, oh God, that is contrary to our well-being. We declare in Jesus' name, it be uprooted now. God, you have not given us sickness. You've not given us diseases. We ask, oh God, for your intervention now. Intervene now, Father. Intervene now. Intervene now. Intervene now. Intervene now. Intervene now. Take every form of sickness and disease, named and unnamed, oh God, out of our lives. Uproot them. Uproot them. Uproot them. Uproot them from our DNA. Uproot it. Lord, in the name of Jesus, uproot it. Lord, oh God, whether it's the sickness, oh God, of the mind, uproot it. Lord, oh God, Alzheimer's, uproot. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Paranoia, oh God, uproot now. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Cystic fibrosis, uproot now. In the name of Jesus. Parkinson's, uproot now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, oh God, every disease, uproot, 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 uproot. Take it off. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, release us, oh God, from everything that is contrary to our well-being. Father, in Jesus' name, we decree it so done by the authority of your word. Amen and amen, Father. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, sometimes things happen in a life just to cause us to lose. One of the things that I thank God for earnestly, my mom was sick. And she had suffered a stroke. But it was a kind of stroke that did not rob her of her ability to function. But at the same time, it was a kind of stroke that made her incapable of doing certain things, which meant that she had to have constant care. People who had strokes like that can have that kind of a stroke for 20 plus years, and you keep on pumping money. Just money just going down the drain. Sure, you want the person to live. But the person can be in a state where going home is more peaceful for those around them rather than a weight. My mom didn't want that for us, the children. And so she asked the Lord, take me out of here before I become a weight for my children. For the few days or weeks that she was ill, it was almost like $1,000 every 2 days or 3 days. Can you imagine? Bills were just racking up, and she could have lasted another 20 years. Easy. But she stepped out of the way. And while we miss our mom, we are thankful that we didn't have to, what you call a money pit, if you understand. Because you can love, and if the person is still there and your money is going down the drain, instead of loving, you start, you know, feeling other feelings and other thoughts and whatever else. Now, I use a very personal example. It's not the best of the best example to use, but a very personal example to talk about this one thing. things that the enemy brings into our lives just to drain our resources. Some things are just the planting of the enemy. A person has a child, and from day one, that child becomes a drain. It's one sickness after the other, one bad thing after the other. You know, there's no end to the situation. You have a car, and it's always hoisted up. You fix this, and then you drive a few kilometers, it's a different problem, and then a different problem. Those are just things ready to just empty your pocket, empty your resources. That's the lie of the devil. Amen? That situation either gets fixed or it gets removed. But it's not going to waste what God has placed in my life for a blessing. Praise God. So we're going to pray. And waste of resources, it can be somebody, some person just comes and just places a lawsuit on you. And now you're in court day in, day out, fighting this battle and fighting that battle. And meanwhile, the lawyers are busy there, you know, trying to make sure that the case keeps on stretching. And you keep on paying. And they keep on laughing and going to the bank. Not on my watch. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray, God, whatever it is that the enemy has tried to plant in my life to make certain that my resources are getting wasted or put it out of my life. Take it out of my life. That is not my portion. Praise the Lord. You know, I watched a movie many years ago, I think it was called The Money Pit. You know, this couple bought this house, and one thing after the other kept on falling apart, and they kept on pouring money in it, and until they were broke. Come on. My path will not cross that house, cross the path of that car, cross the path of that refrigerator or whatever it is. Anything that is going to be a money pit, that is not the planting of the Lord. God wants me to be prosperous. God wants me to know good success. God wants me to increase. He does not want to bleed me dry and deplete me. So this day, in Jesus' name, let whatever it is that wants to be the vehicle through which the enemy is going to drain my resources, let that thing be removed from my life immediately. Praise God. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we're declaring this day in the authority of your word that whatever the enemy will want to plant around our lives to make certain, oh God, that our resources are mismanaged and wasted, Father, in Jesus' name, we declare, oh God, that that thing, oh God, be uprooted immediately. Let it be uprooted immediately. Let anything that will want to waste our resources, waste our energy, waste our time, waste, oh God, our sense of purpose, waste, oh God, our resolve, waste, oh God, our opportunities. Father, in Jesus' name, let that thing be uprooted immediately. That is not your planting. That is not your portion for our lives. Therefore, it must leave. In Jesus' name, that pain must be removed. In Jesus' name. Indeed, we declare this day, O God, that our part will not come across anything that will waste, O God, the resources you have ordained for our lives. We will not buy the wrong things. We will not be involved with the wrong contracts. Father, in Jesus' name, anything that will be wasteful, eradicate from our lives now. We declare this, O God, over our lives. We declare this over our church. We declare this over our families. We declare this over our children. We declare this, O God, over our relationships, over our businesses. Lord, O God, that which will cause waste, O God, is removed. Wasteful workers, remove. Hallelujah. People that will waste our time, take away from our out of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Remove them immediately. Remove them. They are not your planting. Oh, we declare in Jesus' name that these bloodsuckers are removed. In the name of Jesus. 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 Parasites removed from our lives. In the name of Jesus. That which will not contribute wholeness to our lives, O God, we declare, O God, that they be removed immediately, 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 immediately. Wrong relationships remove in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you're the God who answers prayers. And Lord, O God, that which is not our portion will not rest on our lives. The sword of the enemy will not rest on ours. In the name of Jesus, the lot of the enemy shall not rest on our lot. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. All waste eradicated. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, one of the key weapons of the enemy is fear. And God says very specifically that He's not giving us the spirit of fear. He's not giving us the spirit of timidity. Paul, speaking to Timothy, warns him against this. God, speaking to Jeremiah, tells him not to be afraid of their faces. Don't turn to the left, to the right. Just focus your attention. Because God's grace is sufficient. So we're going to ask God to intervene and to eradicate the spirit of fear and timidity from our lives. Timidity and fear cause us not to preach the gospel. But Paul says, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Because God has not given you the spirit of fear. Instead, He's giving you the spirit of His power. He's giving you the spirit of His love. And He's giving you a sound, mature, disciplined mind. But fear He did not give to you. So we're going to declare right now, God, wherever there is even a scent of smell of fear, let it be uprooted. Word of God says we should be bold as lions. Amen? You know, God says to Joshua, be very courageous. Weakness is not God's assignment for us. Yes, when we are weak, He is strong, that we do know. But the Word of God also says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So when we talk about weakness and God is strong, it's not about a weakness that makes us incapable of dealing with life, but a weakness which is a surrender to God. Surrender to God. Because we rely on His ability. So we're going to ask God to uproot fear, eradicate the presence of fear out of our lives, and so that we can move boldly because of the presence of His Spirit. Amen? Praise God. Let us pray. for the eradication of the spirit of fear. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we are thankful, Lord, O God, that you have not given us the spirit of fear. And Lord, O God, we celebrate that fact this evening. We celebrate, O God, that truth today. And we declare in Jesus' name that the stronghold of fear is banished from every aspect of our lives. Lord, O God, we declare in Jesus' name that the spirit of fear is smashed, it is uprooted, it is eradicated. Lord, O God, the smell or scent of it, O God, will not in any way, shape, or form, O God, tarry anywhere around us. For Lord, O God, we are your chosen vessels, and we are bold, O God, because your loving kindness and your tender mercies have embraced us. We are established in righteousness and in truth, and we declare, O God, your praise in our lives this day. In Jesus' mighty name, freedom from fear, freedom from fear, freedom from fear, because it is uprooted out of our lives. Thank you, Lord, O God, for your intervention. Thank you, Lord, O God, that the spirit of timidity is eradicated in Jesus' name. O Father, we give you praise for the faithfulness of your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Blessed be your holy name. Amen and amen. In Jesus' name, we declare it so done. Hallelujah. One of the things that cause us not to function at our best is sinful tendencies, iniquities, people that struggle with all kinds of addictions, the people that you may know and people that you don't know, but addictions are a very real and present danger for so many. We're going to ask that the tendency, the propensity to be in addiction to anything other than God, that will be uprooted. There are people who just have a tendency towards being addicted, whether it's to drugs or to gambling, addicted to smoking, addicted to lust, sexual immorality, whatever it might be. It's an addiction. And when you're addicted, you lose control. People do things that make absolutely no sense. But you feel helpless to deal with those issues. It doesn't make any sense to walk straight into a particular situation, knowing that something is wrong, they shouldn't be doing that, but they go ahead and do it. They are addicted to pornography or whatever it is. We're going to ask God to break that stronghold of addiction and uproot it from the lives of people so they have clarity of mind to make the right decisions and are no longer led by the nose by the enemy, because he has control over them. Amen? So let us pray right now for the breaking of addictions. Pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for your intervention. Thank you, Lord, O God, that we can cry out to you and ask, O God, for your mercy to be applied to every area of our lives. And Lord, O God, we ask, O God, that the stronghold of addiction, Lord, O God, be uprooted from the lives of your people. And Lord, O God, that your sons and your daughters that are hooked to drugs, hooked to pornography, hooked to gambling, hooked to all kinds of situations that are not honoring and glorifying to you. Lord God, that those addictions, oh God, will be shattered, will be eradicated, will be rooted out of their lives. Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name, some are addicted to painkillers. Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name, let those addictions be broken off of them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let people, oh God, that are strained in their minds and are just bombarded, oh God, in their minds with images, oh God, that cause them, oh God, to falter. Let those images be uprooted out of their minds right now. In Jesus' name, we speak healing to minds. We speak healing to the soul, to the intellect, to their will, to their bodies. We speak wholeness right this very moment. We declare, oh God, that Father, because this is not your planting, Lord, oh God, that these things be uprooted in Jesus' name. Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name, we give you praise for total deliverance. Lord, oh God, so let it be. Let your people be made whole because your goodness is revealed in them as the strongholds of addictions are eradicated, rooted out because of grace and mercy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's an animal called a beaver. And beavers many times build dams. And in building those dams, they slow down the flow of water, just like dams will normally do. The times in life when you go through life and it seems like there's a log jam and things don't flow properly. In winter, ice can break up. Coming into spring, and as they're breaking up, they can create an ice jam and cause flooding to take place because things are not flowing properly. There are ice jams, log jams, you know, all kinds of jams and dams that the enemy puts around people's lives to slow down the flow of resources, to slow down the flow of blessing. He cannot stop it, but he creates these dams and sometimes redirection of the flow of things so that the one that is supposed to get it doesn't get it. You know, it's always flowing to other people, but it's meant for you, but then goes in a different direction. We're going to pray that any redirection, any dams, log jams, anything that is blocking the flow of what God has for us as a people, as families, as a church, as individuals. Anything that is slowing down, stopping, or redirecting that which God has for me, that God did not plant, that God will this day uproot it, blow it up out of the way, get that thing out of the way so that things can flow smoothly into our lives for his glory. Amen? Let's pray that prayer. Hallelujah. Father, this day, we thank you for your presence. And we thank you, Lord, O God, that you're God who sees all things and knows all things, understands all things, that you are the God who sees us. And you have an assignment and a purpose, a plan, a vision, a mandate of blessings for our lives. But so many times the enemy comes and wants to redirect those blessings, wants to slow down those blessings, wants to block things. Father, we ask, oh God, for your intervention right now. Father, let there be an intervention of your power, oh God, concerning this matter. Father, eradicate, oh God, that which is blocking the flow of your blessings, oh God, into the lives of your people. Anything slowing down what God you want to do in our lives, let it be removed now. Father, in Jesus' name, that which will hinder your blessings, eradicate, oh God, uproot it, blow it up now. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for an outpouring of your loving kindness. Lord, oh God, the outpouring of your favor, the outpouring of your blessings, the outpouring, oh God, of your grace. Lord, oh God, that there be, oh God, a manifestation of your will, of your elevation, of your authority, of your power, of your wisdom, of your prosperity, of your favor in our lives. In Jesus' name, let that which is contradicting your will and your purpose be removed now. In Jesus' name, we declare, oh God, that those, oh God, that need to be married, Father, oh God, that whatever it is blocking it is removed right now. Let the blindness in the eyes of those men or women that need to locate them, Lord, oh God, be removed now. Remove the cataracts, oh God, remove those cataracts, remove those cataracts, remove those cataracts, remove, oh God, the blindness, the veil, whatever it is that is blocking, oh God, perspective, let it be removed in Jesus' name, and let there be an outpouring of grace and favor upon your people. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare it so done. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let us pray for those things that are a hindrance to growth. Spiritual growth, growth intellectually, growth financially, growth numerically, growth for the church, growth and abundance of resources, growth in fulfilling God's divine purpose for our lives. Whatever it is that is hindering, slowing down God's divine plan for our growth, for our blessing, let the God of heaven uproot such a thing. Whether we see it or don't see it, whether we know about it or don't know about it, whatever that thing is, it must be rooted out. If the activities of witchcraft, rooted out. If the activities of foolishness, rooted out. If the activities of disorder, rooted out. Anything, whatever it is, whatever form it is taken, that thing must be removed so that the benefits and the impact that God has ordained for us to experience will be experienced speedily for His glory and for His honor. Let us pray that prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we declare this day, O God, in the name of Jesus, that every hindrance, O God, concerning our finances, concerning our health, concerning our wealth, concerning our harmony, concerning our growth, concerning any aspect of our lives, whatever it is that is causing this hindrance, Lord, O God, whatever it is, we declare in Jesus' name that hindrance be this day removed. Let it be uprooted. Root it out, Father. Root it out, Father. Root it out, Father. Root it out, Father. For we know, God, that is not your planning. You are the God who has loved us with an everlasting love, and you want the very best for us. Therefore, we refuse to accept anything that is not the best for our lives. Father, we reject every spirit of mediocrity, Every spirit of timidity, every spirit of foolishness, every spirit of confusion, every spirit, oh God, that is not your spirit, we reject this day and we say, root it out, 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 root it out. And it's place, oh God, let favor abound. So, Lord, oh God, that we can celebrate growth in every area of our lives. Growth in resources, growth in finances, growth numerically, growth of God in our families, growth of God in our capacity. In Jesus' name, we step, oh God, into the atmosphere of divine growth, divine blessings. Oh, we embrace your goodness. We say yes, yes, and amen to your word and to your purpose. Blessed be your holy name. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Finally, tonight, let us pray for a powerful experience together in the service this Sunday coming. God will meet with us, and that we'll experience God in a very tangible, tangible way. That the Lord will remember us as his people, and that he will extend mercy to us, mercy so that we experience supernatural favor, supernatural increase, supernatural rest, supernatural restitution, supernatural restoration, supernatural revival, supernatural new beginnings. Everything that God has for us, that we will receive it and that our lives will be transformed. But that as we are being impacted, that we will always remember that it is God who has blessed us and made us great. That God is the one who has raised us up. For he says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Says that in the world there is going to be gross darkness all around, but in our stead, God has given his great light. Let the great light of God shine brightly. Let it overwhelm every activity of darkness as God blesses us, making us a blessing. Pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, O God, for an extraordinary service this Sunday, as you are making disciples, raising up men and women who stand in truth, worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Let there be an outpouring of your Holy Spirit. For as we come to tarry in your presence. Reveal yourself, O God, in a fresh new way to us, in the preaching and teaching of your word. Reveal yourself to us, O God, in the prophetic declarations. Reveal yourself to us as we worship and praise your holy name. Reveal yourself to us as we stand before you with holy hands lifted up, worshiping in spirit and in truth. Reveal yourself to us in a fresh new way. Let, O God, our awareness be established in righteousness and in truth. And we thank you, Lord, O God, at this time, Father, O God, for the mass crusade that's going to be happening on the 15th of September. Lord, O God, that it will be, O God, a great harvest of souls. We thank you, Lord, O God, for the resources for all the Bibles that we need to acquire. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you are more than enough. And Lord, O God, that you are building this, your church, the church that the gates of hell will never be able to prevail over. We thank you, Lord, O God, that we are trampling on the feet, O God, every stronghold of darkness. We're beating down to nothing every attack, every presence of the evil one. We are humiliating the powers of darkness as we march righteously in the beauty and the honor of your glorious name. Thank you, Lord, O God, that the powers of darkness have been humiliated. They are knocked down. They are rendered helpless and useless. In Jesus' mighty name, and for Lord, O God, you're raising up your people. Lord, Father, thank you, Lord, that the clarion word, O God, your voice, O God, is being heard by people far and near, O God, in the north, in the east, in the west, in the south. Lord oh God, people are hearing your call. And Lord oh God, they are obeying your call. Because this day, oh God, the stronghold of disobedience is rooted out. The stronghold of rebellion and strife has been rooted out. Every hindrance rooted out. And Lord oh God, every logjam removed. Father, Lord, your people are hearing you clearly. They are obeying you, oh God, swiftly and speedily. And Lord oh God, your people are gathered together of worshiping you in spirit and in truth. And you're pouring out your spirit upon all flesh. And Lord oh God, your people, oh God, are speaking with new tongues. They are seeing new visions and dreaming dreams. They are testifying of your goodness, for your glory is in this house. 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 Strife and disobedience and rebellion and confusion, everything that is contrary is eradicated. And Lord oh God, your people are together in one place, in one accord. In Jesus' mighty name, we receive, oh God, the grace to prosper in you as your great army. In the name of Jesus, we declare it so done. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.